You might know we had the talk this past Thursday on Catholic approach to gender study or gender teaching, human sexuality. That was a very powerful talk. It was like an hour and a half, the longest dinner for a dollar talk we ever had. Very powerful, very scary, very helpful to know just where the state of things are when it comes to the transgender movement in our country. Just some brief things for you all. The studies are talking about, there's like 1.6 million people maybe in the U.S., who identify as transgender. And in the year 2020, 10,000 of these people, all ages, male and female, sought out gender-affirming surgeries. So these are folks who not only struggle with it, but they went all the way to have their bodies physically changed to try and align with the sexuality that they believe to be, you know, permanently changing themselves. It gets really scary when you know what kids are doing. From ages 6 to 17, it said almost 18,000 people from 2017 to 21, started puberty blockers and hormone therapy. And then also, then from 2019 to 2021, a three-year period, kids 13 to 17, there were 56 of them who had genital surgeries and 776 mastectomies. These are young people who went through surgeries, permanently changed their body. This is something we don't like to understand and to know, but we need to. Because if you're not aware of the suffering that's around you, how are we going to be that bridge to Christ that they need? And this is, again, something that is going to be hard, but not impossible.